Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
In today's program, we bring you an experience-sharing article entitled Celebrating World Falun Dafa Day, How My 90-Year-Old Mother Recovered from Severe COVID Infection by a Falun Dafa Practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minhui website on May the 30th, 2023. I am 66 years old, and I began practicing Falun Dafa in 1997. According to Master Li's teachings from the sixth talk of Duan Falun, quote, "Others benefit just by virtue of your practicing, since what you practice is a true way," unquote. I have seen many examples of how my family and close friends benefited from Falun Dafa. Part 1. My elderly mother overcomes COVID. My hard-working and kind mother is 93 years old this year. My older sister, two younger sisters and younger brother all live in the same county, while my mother lives with my younger brother. Towards the end of 2022, almost everyone in China, regardless their location or age, became infected with COVID. Local pharmacies ran out of essential medicines, and many people passed away, including many elderly people. My younger brother and sister-in-law were infected. However, they had no choice but to continue working. Within days, my mother also showed signs of the infection. Despite having no fever, she coughed, had difficulty breathing, and had no appetite. My older sister, two younger sisters, and their family members were not spared. They also tested positive for COVID. As soon as we heard about my mother's condition, my sisters and I went to my brother's home to visit her. My mother reassured us that her symptoms were mild and she expected to recover after taking some medicine. My younger brother and sister-in-law also echoed her words. Out of consideration for our busy schedules and to avoid the risk of cross-infection, they advised us not to visit her too often. My younger brother and sister-in-law promised to take good care of her, and we agreed. Before leaving, I told my mother, sisters, brother and sister-in-law to recite, "Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good," and to spend time listening to Dafa music or audio recordings of Master Li's lectures. Everyone agreed. 2 days later, I learned that my mother's condition had deteriorated. My sisters and I paid a visit, only to see my mother lying in bed, unable to stand up. In just a few days, she had difficulty speaking and looked thinner and more haggard. Startled, I asked my mother, "Did you recite, 'Falun Dafa is good, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good,' every day? Did you listen to Master Li's lectures and Dafa music?" My mother told me she would recite the phrase on and off, as she found herself occasionally forgetting the phrase. Similarly, the audio player was occasionally on and off. I could only blame myself for my oversight. Upon seeing our mother's condition, my sisters insisted on taking her to a hospital. I knew that the hospitals lacked the ability to cure this viral infection, and only Falun Dafa could save my mother. However, my mother and sisters do not practice Falun Dafa. Moreover, since my mother also voiced her wishes to be admitted to hospital, I decided to side with their wishes and monitor the situation. The hospital was very crowded. When we finally got access to a doctor, he did not examine my mother but wrote an order for a CT scan. On arriving at the CT examination room, we found it packed with people. After some inquiries, we realised that these people had been issued CT scan orders yesterday and had been waiting in line since morning. Many of them had yet to take their scans, and all CT scan orders issued today could only be taken tomorrow. We had no choice but to go home. My younger sister went to the hospital at 6 a.m. the next morning and I got in line by 11 a.m. My mother was able to take her CT scan. Although physical scan copies would only be available the following day, hospital doctors could immediately access the images on their computer. In order to secure medical treatment for my mother, our family spread out across the various clinics, billing office, pharmacy, and outpatient treatment areas. After 2 days of intensive effort and lobbying, we finally secured a consultation with a doctor who told us, "Your mother is old and must be hospitalised, but we have no beds. You have to check with each inpatient department at the hospital. Once you manage to secure a bed, we will issue your mother a hospitalisation slip." While visiting each inpatient department, my younger sister ran into the enterology department's director, who also happened to be her acquaintance. This connection resulted in my mother being admitted to the hospital. After she was admitted, the doctor examined my mother's CT scans and told my younger sister, "Your mother is badly infected, with lung opacity at nearly 75%. Given her dangerous condition, she may go into shock at any time and lose her life. You must be mentally prepared. Our hospital currently has no medicine to cure COVID. We can only provide fluid infusions and supplemental oxygen. Any improvement will depend on your mother's ability to fight off the viral infection." My heart sank in despair. However, since my mother was fated to undergo this tribulation, I had to fulfill my responsibility as a Falun Dafa practitioner and remind her how powerful Falun Dafa is. I told her, "Only Falun Dafa's master can save you now. You must stay firm and sincerely recite, 'Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. So master can save you.'" I repeated the same message to my younger brother, sister-in-law and younger sister and asked them to help our mother recite the phrase. Our younger brother volunteered to accompany our mother in the hospital each night, while my sister-in-law and younger sister stayed with her during the day. The rest of us took tea to them and nutritious food for my mother. Everyone diligently recited, "Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good." Mother's condition stopped deteriorating and began to stabilise. By the 10th day, mother's condition had improved. However, her CT scan still indicated 75% opacity in her lungs. It was around this time that the chief physician told my younger sister, "There are too many COVID patients and our hospital is buckling under the strain. Based on new orders we received, all COVID patients will only be warded for 7 days. The hospital will turn away all serious cases. Your mother has been hospitalised for 10 days, and I have received instructions to discharge her from the hospital." When my younger sister called me, I replied, "In that case, let us bring mother home. Anyway, the hospital is not able to cure her. My brother, sister-in-law and I live near each other, and the three of us can care for our mother." That afternoon, my son drove me to the hospital so we could bring my mother home. On the way back, my son recounted how his wife recited, "Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good," whenever she was free. As a result, only his wife remained uninfected at their store. He also told us how other infected people recovered quickly after reciting the phrase. After hearing his words, my mother's confidence increased and her mood lifted. My mother had been inhaling supplemental oxygen at the hospital, but we did not have this at home. My nephew purchased an oxygen concentrator online, but the factory was unable to deliver the device on time due to overwhelming demand. Just as everyone was worrying about this, my husband and I told them, "It doesn't matter if there is no oxygen concentrator. As long as we all truly believe in Master Lee and Dafa, Master will definitely help us." My mother also chipped in, "I'm not afraid. I believe in Master Lee and Dafa. Master Lee helped me out of danger several times in the past. I believe Master Li will continue to protect me now. I was overjoyed on hearing my mother's words. My husband told her, "Mom, what you said is good. With your strong faith, Master Li will definitely protect you." Within a week, my mother recovered from her illness. She started walking on her own, her complexion regained its rosy hue, and her COVID symptoms completely vanished. After her recovery, my mother asked me to accompany her to visit my uncles, who lived 30 kilometers away. My uncles had initially planned to visit her, but my mother turned them down, as the pandemic was at its peak. In order to set their worried minds at ease and to let them know this miracle Dafa performed, my mother decided to pay them a visit. Soon after our arrival, my mother began describing her ordeal. "I was in hospital for 10 days, but my condition did not improve. Falun Dafa's master saved my life after I recited the phrase, 'Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good.'" My uncles and their family members had already quit the CCP. During this visit, I gave them truth clarification brochures and copies of Master's new scripture, "How Humankind Came to Be," so they could learn more. On the way home, my mother said, "I am so lucky. Over the last 20 years, each time my life was in danger, I placed my trust in Master Li and Falun Dafa and sincerely recited, 'Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good.' And Master Li saved me. I truly thank Falun Dafa's master." Now, whenever my mother visits my home, she will first offer incense to Master Li, then put her palms together and call out a respectful greeting. Part 2. My mother's heart condition. Although my mother does not practice Falun Dafa, her belief in Master Li Hongzhe and the goodness of Falun Dafa remains strong. She often listens to audio recordings of Master Li's lectures and Dafa music, and we enjoy her wholehearted support of our cultivation practice. Despite her age, she remains in good health. Her back is straight, her limbs are flexible, her sight and hearing are clear, and her radiant face remains wrinkle-free. Strangers always assume she is in her 70s, yet my mother once suffered from heart disease, stomach pain, and other conditions. One Sunday before July the 20th, 1999, my younger brother was sitting in the living room and reading a book when he heard my mother utter a short, "Ah!" before falling silent. Worried, he went to her and found she was having a heart attack. She was lying on the recliner chair and her face was blue. Unable to get a response from her, he panicked. Just as he was about to call me, he suddenly remembered my words, "Believe in Master Li and Falun Dafa. When danger strikes, ask Master for help in order to escape from disaster." My brother instantly blurted out, "Master Li Hongzhe, save my mother." After repeating this a few times, my mother miraculously woke up. Overcome with joy, my younger brother quickly took out the copy of Duan Falun I had given him earlier and opened the book. "Master's photo is in the book," he exclaimed. "Thank you, Master Li." Since then, my mother never suffered another heart attack and her various other diseases disappeared. Part 3. Mother was unharmed despite a serious fall. Years ago, when my mother was still in her early 80s, she visited the shoe store owned by my younger sister. She saw a customer enter and quickly stood up to help. Unexpectedly, she slipped as she was attempting to walk over and passed out. My sister heard her fall and turned around. She and those around her were shocked to discover our mother on the floor. My younger sister hurried over and tried to help her up, but everyone advised her not to move our mother. Instead, she should call for an ambulance. Stunned and in shock, my sister collapsed beside our mother, shouting, "Mom! Mom!" My mother regained consciousness on hearing my sister's shouting, but was unable to move. Suddenly, our advice flashed through her mind. Whenever you encounter a crisis, recite, "Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good, and ask masterly for help. My mother started quietly reciting the words, asking Master Li to save her. After reciting for a while, she was able to move. My mother asked my sister to help her up and slowly got up off the ground. My sister breathed a sigh of relief while those around her asked in concern, "Are you hurt?" My younger sister was ready to send my mother to hospital for an examination when my mother smiled and said, "I asked Falun Dafa's master for protection, so nothing will happen. Look, do you see any injuries? Everyone there witnessed her fall so hard that she became unconscious, yet she emerged unscathed. Truly a miracle brought about by Falun Dafa."
The following is an experience sharing article entitled "Experience Sharing Conference Held Against All Odds 24 Years Ago on April 25th by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on July 12, 2023. 25th of April 1999 is remembered by Falun Dafa practitioners worldwide as the day that 10,000 practitioners held a peaceful demonstration outside the central government compound in Beijing to demand the basic rights to practice Falun Dafa. On the same day, almost 200 miles east of Beijing, 8,000 practitioners came together for an experience-sharing conference in Qinhuangdao City, Hebei Province. Back then, the social environment we were facing was hostile and full of difficulties and challenges. Even today, thinking back to how we managed to hold the sharing conference against all odds, many practitioners who attended still feel quite emotional. Practitioners announced the Experience Sharing Conference in March 1999. We booked a local stadium for April 25th, called for articles and started reviewing the submissions. Practitioners from all walks of life were encouraged to share about how they followed the principles of Falun Dafa in their working environment. How soldiers, judges, managers, teachers, and business owners became altruistic and kind and looked for their own shortcomings during conflicts. We removed any articles that did not address cultivation and had political intentions. The day before the conference, a staff member from the stadium called a practitioner and said the police had demanded they cancel the booking and not let us use the venue. The practitioner tried to explain that at short notice it wouldn't be possible to notify the thousands of practitioners who were coming, as few people had landlines, let alone mobile phones. We panicked and didn't know what to do. Someone suggested renting a private venue in the city, but it was too far from the stadium and not many people knew about it. We decided to look for an alternative place nearby. Within a short time, we found a sandy beach 300 meters west of the stadium. We thought that if we could build a stage, we could use the beach for the experience sharing conference. The next challenge was to find a construction team, but by then it was already midday. The practitioners drove around looking for construction sites. As soon as they saw one, they would stop and ask the workers if they could build the stage. Most of the people at the sites were regular workers and could not make such a decision. At the last place, a car drove up to the practitioners. A man got out and asked what they wanted. After listening to them, he said, "I'll have to look at the place first." He happened to be the general manager of a construction project. After he looked at the beach site, he reached an agreement with the practitioners on the format of the stage, type of materials, and the cost. Due to the tight time frame, the construction had to continue into the night. Fortunately, there was a 20-meter-high floodlight next to the beach, which had made the construction site as bright as day. The practitioner stayed and helped until the stage was finished. There was a toilet block nearby, but it only had 4 toilets. With so many practitioners coming, that would not be enough. The practitioners used a large rainproof tarp to build a temporary bathroom and fix the problem. Practitioners started arriving for the conference at 6 a.m. They sat on the ground as instructed. Many of them did not bring a cushion because they did not know about the last-minute change. It was cold and windy on the beach, but most practitioners did not feel cold. After a test of the sound system, the conference started at 9 a.m. Later on, the weather became warm and sunny, and the wind stopped. Halfway through the conference, the electricity went out. The practitioners found that someone had cut the wires buried in the sand. Fortunately, the practitioners had a backup power source, and the conference continued. A bit later, a plainclothes policeman found the practitioner who was coordinating and ordered him to stop the conference immediately. The coordinator refused and said that it would end in an hour. The trouble continued. Officials from the Department of Parks and Forests came and told us to take down the bathroom we had built because it was damaging the lawn. The coordinator explained that the conference would be over in less than an hour and promised that everything would be restored to its original state. He asked for their understanding and immediately offered to pay for any damage. In the end, nothing happened because the officials knew that we would not cause any problems. As soon as the conference ended, the police told practitioners that they would be legally liable if the cars leaving caused a traffic jam or accident. We felt that this was a hint from Master, the founder of Falun Dafa, so we asked visiting practitioners and those with cars to exit using the West Highway and local practitioners to exit from the east side joining the city traffic. The conference ended at 11:50 a.m. and all the practitioners had left by 12:15 p.m. without causing any traffic jams or accidents. The conference organisers then cleaned up the beach. The police later told us that with 8,000 participants, it was a miracle that we were able to clean up and leave in 30 minutes. By then we realised that the people who had been standing around on the beach were all plainclothes police. In the past 24 years, whenever we think back to this precious event, we are still amazed at how it came together. It took us less than 24 hours to build a new venue after our booking was suddenly cancelled. We managed to finish the conference successfully, despite interference from the police and park authorities. Master protected us throughout and allowed us to experience the sacredness of the Fa. Listening to the sharing of practitioners strengthened their righteous thoughts, and they became more determined to walk their paths well and assist Master in saving people.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.